Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We were talking about, you know, drive-thrus and fast foods. Now I want to kind of morph into sit-down restaurants.
Oh.
Plenty of folks I know, if Jersey were here, he'd be talking about, well, I don't know, I don't go to drive-thrus. He likes to sit down. He likes...
Oh, he does. He goes through his...
He's a huge foodie.
Oh, he is a foodie. Yes.
So restaurants are saying they want the option to offer sports betting in this state. All right. This is, they want on-premises sports gambling at restaurants, and it could soon be a reality. It's the State Restaurant Association. They're urging the lawmakers to expand gaming licenses to include restaurants and sports bars.
So you could go to Applebee's and bet on your favorite game?
Yeah. You can go and play, you know, whatever that Powerball game is there that you can play Quick Pick.
Oh, they want the New York State Lottery in there too, huh?
Well, most of them already have that. Most of the, at least sports bars, already have that option. But they want someone to be able to sit down, place their bets, stay, eat stuff, drink stuff, watch the game if they want, and then be able to cash out.
Oh, okay.
So they said that this push is really important for the restaurant industry. So why would we say no? That's my question anyways. But ever since sports betting became legalized in New York State last year, Kathy Hochul said more than $900 million in taxes and licensing fees has already been collected just from the mobile sports betting alone. So it's money for the state. It's money for the restaurant. Folks are going to gamble. They're going to bet on these sporting events regardless. It's not like,
you know, and it's just, it's, and that's where I'm going back and forth in my head right now. You keep making it easier and easier. And those that are given to it will just gamble away everything they have. But if you're really addicted to gambling, you're going to find a way to do that anyway.
If you're not.
I don't know.
Even if you're just a casual gamble. I mean,
yeah.
And you decide a dinner. Okay, well, let's put a few bucks on it. I mean, either way, it's going to be better for the restaurant industry.
You know what I hate? I got to be careful with this.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, younger kids right now, teenage boys specifically, and I have a handful of them in my family.
Mm-hmm.
They've made sports betting so easy. And they've given you credit, you know, credits when you sign up for it, what have you. So these kids, boys and girls, are being introduced to gambling at such a young age, so much younger than even I was. I mean, the first time I ever gambled, I think I was definitely an adult. I mean, it was well after I was married. Doug and I went to our first casino. And I guess I think if you're that young, if something's going to click and you may find yourself really, really romanced by this idea, it just seems to me that it might happen younger than it would older. And
well, they've made it convenient through apps on smartphones.
Yeah. And the thing is, if you win the first time you gamble, like a younger person might really feed the addiction. Because either you're going to be addicted or you're not. I mean, that's pretty much the way it works. It's all like a chemistry kind of thing. And it's not a shame thing. It's going to click or it isn't. Whether it's cigarettes, booze, gambling, food, whatever it is. If you're going to get hooked on it, you're going to get hooked on it. But it just seems to me that at such a young age. Oof.
It's funny. I'm not going to call you out for the hypocrisy right now, but even though I'm sitting here smiling while you're talking, because you are a huge Lotto fanatic.
I love Lotto.
You love the lottery, but the kids, they go into, and all they do is see lottery machines everywhere and scratch offs, and all they want is a candy bar. they're being exposed to it anyways.
I guess they are.
So putting it in a restaurant, I think the on-site betting kiosks at restaurants, it says it will give bettors the opportunity to place their bets in cash, then get their winnings while right on the spot, which will be huge for restaurants.
And you, yeah.
And then it says they gave lawmakers one example of a sporting bar, a sports bar in Washington, D.C., that reported taking in over $1 million in gross gaming revenues during the entire 2022 NFL season.
Oh, my God.
That could be life-changing for restaurants.
Wow.
So
wow.
I don't know. You know, I think if it does get passed in this legislative session, it's just too early to tell right now, but I'll let you know. They're putting their feelers out there. You're going to hear about it.
And sure.
I don't know what the fight back will be. God knows.
Right.
Couldn't make it up if I tried.
Early morning.
Where we were talking about sports betting becoming, they want kiosks in restaurants, sit down restaurants. They want someone to be able to sit down, place their bets, eat a meal, drink some drinks, and then be able to cash out their winnings when they're done. Right now, they're hoping that it gets into this legislative session, but they're not holding their breath. However, you guys chimed in because Terry did the whole, oh, what about the children?
Yeah, what about the children?
What about the children? Yet she's out there buying her scratch-offs and getting her lotto.
I was 40 years old when I started doing that.
This says the gambling thing is all money-driven for the government. It is easier to gamble the more of their cut is. I think that's what they meant to say. They don't really care about how many lives they may ruin. This one says, I'm 31 years old now, and in July 2021, I hit a scratch-off for $50,000. Sadly, it is addicting, and I always say to myself, oh, I'll win again, just spend the money, and I try my best not to have my kids addicted to the lottery. It is.
See people win. 50K scratch. It is tough. On-premises sports betting will not be expanded anytime soon. This is a text. New York State uses it to help fund their commercial casinos and to keep peace with the Native American casinos. Even racinos are not allowed to have sports betting. It will not be coming to restaurants.
Well, the restaurant owners wish it was different. And just they're hoping for some change.
Just think arcades. Oh, our little kids' casinos.
Yeah. Chuck E. Cheese. You don't think there's not a lot of gambling going on there?
You know,
they're just putting the money in for tickets.
I don't know about Chuck.
Hoping they get paid out for tickets. But I know I got a kid.
I guess that's kind of right. I don't know. I remember going to when we go to Turning Stone. Mm-hmm. There's a small restaurant, like a luncheonette kind of thing. It's called the Emerald. And we'll always have lunch there. And the lady comes around and she takes your bet for pick 25 or something, a bunch of numbers. And I'll always, you know, fill them out and then watch the screen. I never know if I win or lose. She has to take my card herself and let me know. And I remember the longer we stayed there, mm-hmm. the more of those games I played. And I said to Doug, I got to stop doing this because I only got $40 to gamble with to begin with, and I just spent 10 of it. So I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. It makes it very easy to sit there when people take your orders, bring you back your...
It's also good for our restaurants. That's the point I was making.
You're right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.